Hello and welcome to the unofficial Buzzer Senior Hockey League podcast. I'm your host, Corey, joined by my co-host, Corey.
Hello.
We've been to three games since the last episode, Corey.
We have.
How are you feeling? A little under the weather again?
A little under the weather. I was fine for a week. Life gave me 1 week.
So at the end of this episode, we've got something a little bit special. We've got an interview with Dave Boyce, who is a professional wrestling manager based out of Nova Scotia. He's also very involved in Get Pucked,
yeah,
the show that's that was filmed during the BSHL season last year and will be starting to air on Wednesday of this week.
Yeah.
So subscribe to SwearNet. $1.99 American a month. Can't really get better than that. You'll get to see your own rink, see some of your guys in the show. It's a mockumentary. He kind of breaks it down, talks about it with us, and I'm looking forward to seeing it.
Yeah, and if you're a Spring Hill Coal Miners fan, this show is the sole reason the coal miners exist.
That is the reason they created the coal miners.
Yep. So
they've evolved now, and we know that there's new ownership, and can't wait to see what Parker Deegan and everybody does with that team. I'm sure there's some great things coming in the future. But let's take a little look at their history. Maybe with a little bit of exaggeration in the mockumentary style that it was recorded. So,
yep,
we're looking forward to seeing it. But that's at the end of this episode, so you can tune in for that. For now, we're going to get right into the finals. Game two, Thursday night. Let's hear it.
Game two was in Dalhousie. It was in River Valley.
Yep.
In Doketown. The River Valley Lumberjacks beat the Dalhousie Marauders 4-1. Our goal scorers were Peter Trainer with 2 goals, Adam Crow 1 goal, 2 points, Brent McLean 1 goal, David Brewer had 3 assists, Zach Whitlock had 2 assists, and the sole goal from Dalhousie was J.J. Allison.
Game two was really all River Valley, man. They played very well. Although, if you watch the highlights on our YouTube channel, you'll see a lot of really good Ryu saves.
Oh, yeah.
Dalhousie pressed.
Oh, yeah.
But Ryu is a brick wall.
What's the one thing out of that day? No, I didn't say game. The one thing about that day that you remember us talking about?
Ricky. Ricky came to the game. That was the first game Ricky came.
When we left, it was me, you, and Ricky. And one thing that we said in the car was, if Dalhousie doesn't win Saturday, it's most likely over.
Yeah.
And Saturday, we're in Dalhousie. And the last two games, Saturday and Sunday, there was this weird nervous energy, both in Dalhousie and in Doketown. It's the weirdest thing. Like, I was doing the stream last night. At one point, the only sound you heard was the puck getting hit and me talking. Like, it was a bizarre moment.
It was oddly quiet last night, I agree. And even Dalhousie, it's such a loud rink. Some points in that overtime, it was dead silent.
Yeah. All eyes on the ice, all eyes on the puck. Game three was on Saturday, and it went to a double overtime. The Dalhousie Marauders got their first win over the River Valley Lumberjacks this season. This was their first win this season. The goal scorers, Francis Thibault, 1 goal, 2 points. He got that tying goal in the third. Jesco Bernard got the game-winning goal. The only other goals were River Valley, Gavin Hart with 2 goals.
What a game.
Yeah. Also, just Ryan Mockler had a goal. I forgot to mention him.
Yeah, Ryan Mockler. I was about to say, we got 2-2 here. Somebody won that game. What a game. Jean Drouin played really well. Ryu played well again.
I think this was my favorite game that I saw live this year.
This year, yeah.
I think it was just, especially that overtime. I've said it once, I'll say it 1,000 times. That's what playoff hockey is all about. When a huge arena like Dalhousie gets that quiet, like you said, it's eerie. It can only be for a couple of seconds, but for a moment in time, you're a part of that nervous energy, that uncertainty on where this is going. I love it.
You had a new stream spot in Dalhousie.
Very good one. People seem to really like it. I was with new buddy of mine, Ryan, who has a French wrestling podcast, Débat de la Lutte. I had real fun with him. I think I'm going to go be next to him again on Saturday. Unless the weather is garbage, we will be in Dalhousie.
Oh, yeah. Well, no need to stop now. Three games at the most left. It's time to put the pedal to the metal and just do it. Saturday's game was so back and forth.
Yep.
There was a big hit on Brady Patterson.
Yes.
And he's injured. A pretty serious injury. We wish him a speedy recovery for sure. Hockey is just, it didn't look like a dangerous hit, and then somebody gets seriously hurt. You know, we just got to remember these are all guys that got to go to work the next day, and they're putting it all out there for us to entertain us and to play amazing competitive hockey. So,
you know, I said it on the stream last night or two nights ago, since this is coming out on Tuesday, hockey is not ballet. The hits are real. The physicality is real. Props to these Warriors, because I certainly couldn't do it. I enjoy hockey so much. And this season of the BSHL was just unbelievable. And the finals have just been unbelievable.
That's been phenomenal. McNeil and that fan.
Yeah.
Talk about that for a second. Oh, my God. The level of heckling in that rink at some points in Dalhousie was, it was hot in there. It was intense. McNeil really knows how to get under people's skins. Yep. He did it in Miramichi, too. It's funny to watch as an outsider.
Yeah, it's the best.
So they won it in double overtime.
Yes.
Jesco Bernard, amazing finish. The crowd was just crazy. And that was not the end of our weekend.
No, but that tying goal by Francis Thibault, I just got to say, the bird's eye view that I had for that, I don't think I've seen such a beautiful goal from a bird's eye view like that than that one, because it was right. I was right behind the net, right behind. And I just saw that puck laser in, and then you see Francis Thibault throw his arms back. Yes. It's all tied up. Like I've said it before. This is the perfect finals right now.
I'll have to go find that goal from the stream and toss it up on Facebook and YouTube. So
yeah.
It can be really appreciated. I'll go try to do that tonight. Sunday, we're back
game in four.
Oaktown. We got there early.
We got there really early. We got to see the burger lady.
Oh, she's so kind.
Yeah. Just love her to death. Just love her to death. Gave me a big hug. I've met her like twice now. She said, "I love you, Corey," and I love you back. I just absolutely love her. We spent time with Richard and his family.
Yeah, hung out with Ricky.
Ricky was with us.
We were there a little bit early, so that was nice.
But the best, absolutely. I love the people of Doaktown.
Yeah, it was a fun game. Run it down.
Not the best night for River Valley. They did lose this game. Dalhousie beat River Valley 7-3. Pascal Valcourt, he got 2 goals, 3 points. Jesco Bernard got 2 goals. Robert Pelletier, 1 goal, 2 points. Jeremy Leblon, 1 goal. Alex Blay, 1 goal. And Ryan Mockler got 4 assists. And stupid me, I did not write the goals for the Lumberjacks. So let me just peek in quick on the website.
It happens, man.
It happens.
You know, Joel said the perfect thing on the stream. He said, "This is the Dalhousie Marauders that we've seen all year."
Absolutely.
And that stuck with me.
Oh, yeah.
You definitely felt like you saw the regular season Dalhousie Marauders last night in Doaktown. They were firing.
Absolutely. So goal scorers for River Valley, Kenny Robinson got 1 goal, 2 points. Zach Whitlock got 1 goal. Brett McLean got 1 goal and Gavin Hart got 2 assists. So
Gavin Hart's on fire.
He's on fire. He's been the best player. I don't know if he was the best player. He's been one of many great players for Doaktown.
I think the last couple of games, you could argue that he's been their best player.
Yeah.
He's really stepping it up, showing what he's got. And, I don't know. I'm happy. This series is tied back up.
I know I made some people sweat. I've said it once, and I mean this with all sincerity. I want the series to go to 7 games, and in the 7th game, I want it to go to overtime. I am not kidding. I want that. That is the perfect finals for me.
That's terrifying. My anxiety goes up for the fans. It would make for good hockey, though. Last night, I know. Oh, man. It was, again, that eerie quiet. And then Dalhousie fans just celebrating. We have a best of 3 now.
Yep.
Game 5 will be Saturday in Dalhousie, 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock, yep.
Game 6 is not confirmed yet. Possibly Sunday, possibly Monday. We're not sure. We're waiting to see. Game 7 is not announced. One would have to assume that it's going to be Tuesday or Wednesday of next week. So at most 3 games, but a minimum of 2. It means that we get to hit up Saint-Hubert in Bathurst again and have our good laughs, good times. And we get another serving of burgers in Doak Down.
Absolutely. I can't wait. The burgers were so fresh.
Oh, the burgers are amazing. She made them fresh for us last night. It was and then Ricky had some. He was so happy having some burgers.
You and Ricky ate a lot of food. Oh, I ate these 2 burgers, and I was full this morning. And you ate 2 burgers, and then you ate a poutine. But you ate two burgers, then later on you ate a poutine. I saw Ricky eat 2 burgers and a poutine in like 10 minutes, and I was like, where are you putting all that?
My dude was hungry. It's so good. They sell an amazing amount of food at that canteen, and it's great to see.
Yeah. Love it.
Good people. They deserve it.
They certainly do.
What are you looking forward to this weekend? What do you think?
That's a good question because I'm not sure because we're all tied. It's 0-0 right now. We're back at 2 goose eggs. Does one team run away with it? Do they split the difference and then we go to 7? There's a lot of questions and no answers right now because the games haven't happened and we got an entire week to wait.
Lots of time to rest up.
Yeah.
Lots of time to rest up. I'm going to be editing some clips. Those will be going on Facebook and YouTube and everywhere that I can put them. Just hype this up some. And man, I just can't wait to get back out, hang out with my buddies. And, you know, thanks to everybody for supporting us, supporting the streams, supporting the pages. It's been amazing. This just keeps getting better and growing, and we really appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Corey, we'll be back on Thursday.
Thursday.
We're going to throw to an interview with David Boyce to talk about Get Pucked, which comes out this Wednesday on SwearNet. So subscribe now.
All right. We'll take care.
See you soon. All right. Welcome to the BSHL podcast. You're here with the Coreys.
Yep.
We've got a special guest with us today, friend of ours from another podcast, Dave Boyce.
What's going on, Coreys?
What's going on, buddy?
I just realized one has an E in Corey. I didn't know that. Way to do
it. His mom didn't know how to spell.
Yeah.
It's not her fault.
You know, Troy Merrick referred to us as Hair Corey and Bald Corey.
Okay, I can do that.
You can just call him the annoying one, and I'm the nice one. So we know a lot about you because of other endeavors. For anybody that doesn't know about you, that's listening to my BSHL podcast here, tell me a bit about yourself, Dave.
I'm originally from Spring Hill, Nova Scotia. Lived there until I was graduated high school. I knew right away as soon as I graduated I was going to move to Halifax. I had an uncle who I think he was the only family member I knew that got away from Spring Hill. And I thought he was the coolest dude. He lived in the big city and drove sports cars. I was like, I want that life. I went through school in Spring Hill, left, went to Halifax, been here ever since. But all my family are still all back to Spring Hill. All my best friends are still in Spring Hill. So I get back a lot. We have a cottage on the Amherst Shore, so we go there a lot. I was a nurse for 27 years, then I retired, and now I work for a Killam Properties. They own apartment buildings all throughout Canada now, actually. And on the weekends, I endeavor in the crazy world of professional wrestling. And I do this TV stuff, which is why I'm here to talk about tonight.
You do this TV stuff with SwearNet, yeah?
SwearNet, and I've done some stuff with Bell TV One. Okay. I basically work with a production company that produces content for different avenues. So majority, yes, SwearNet.
What's the name of the company you work with?
So there's two. There's Purple Door Productions and there's Sleepy Bear Productions, which I believe is getting a new name. I just heard that. That's Taryn Hawkins' production company.
Okay.
Big T. What other projects have you been involved in?
TV-wise, I started out years ago as a background actor. I had a friend who did it, and they're like, I always need something to do. And when wrestling... You know, a few years ago, you never saw wrestling shows happen past October until March. Now they're every month. It's insane. But so I just needed something to do on the weekends. So they're like, try background acting. So I was in like a Stephen King movie and Lizzie Borden, a couple TV shows. I did This Hour Has 22 Minutes, a few of those, just stuff like that. And I really loved it. And then when I met Tieran and he was already doing a bunch of TV stuff, I was like, oh, can I come hang out on set sometime? And that eventually led to me doing behind the scenes stuff on some shows. And then I became on camera doing some stuff. Then we did a big TV production called Turnbuckles, which was a wrestling based TV show. And I was pegged as the assistant director of that show and stunt coordinator. And it was just, I love it. I just fell right in love with it. So, you know, whenever wrestling's done, I'm jumping in 100% with this TV gig. It's a lot of fun. But yeah, that's basically what I do.
Why do you enjoy it so much?
It's kind of like, it's funny. We talked about this last night with Ronnie Payne. That's a female wrestler here, just starting out. Her fiance is a huge wrestling fan, so he comes and helps out all the time. And we were just dropping off the ring last night to my building, and then I, you know, hey buddy, just thank you so much for, you know, you don't have to help us, but he said, no man, I love this community. It's just so. It's almost like a giant family. Like I said, like, yeah, that's the coolest thing about wrestling. And I found that the TV, the productions, the behind the scenes, like the cameras and light, makeup and stuff, was the same vibe. I was like, oh, this is really a lot like wrestling. Like it's just one big, you know, after the end of the day shoot, we all got together and we all like, you know, hugged goodbye, and we're, you know, you're stuck with them for 5 or 6 weeks, depending how long the shoot is, and you really get to know them. Or with the case with the hockey show that we're going to talk about, we traveled a lot together. So, you know, it was like wrestling, really. So that, I think that's why I really liked it as much as I did.
So let's get down to get pucked then. Love the name. Okay. Who had the idea of, hey, this would be a great show. Let's buy a senior hockey team in a legitimate league in New Brunswick and put in Spring Hill, Nova Scotia.
Yeah. So SwearNet approached us. So we had just done there was like a boxing reality show that we did for them.
Yes.
God, what was the name? It slips my mind, but it was really popular and they really liked the sports aspect of a TV show. So like with SwearNet, if anybody who doesn't know what SwearNet is, it's the Trailer Park Boys started a streaming service. So all their content is on there, but they want to branch out and build it and have other content. Now the hardcore Trailer Park Boys hate it. Anything that we put out there that doesn't have Bubbles and Ricky and Julian, uh-huh. Like you can put the greatest thing on there and they're like, this is fucking garbage. But anyway, they approached us and they were like, we want another sports show. And we're like, God, what can we do? And then Taryn's really good friends with Connor Smith.
Okay.
Yeah. And I think that's where the idea came of starting a hockey. And I've never heard of senior A hockey, the Beauséjour fucking senior hockey league in New Brunswick. I had no idea even existed. And they're like, okay, we have to, if we're going to do this, we have to do it legit. We have to buy a hockey team. We can't just like put a fake team out there for the sake of TV. We're going all in. And it was expensive. Holy, like I was shocked how much it was to put a team in this stupid league. And so we joined it. And I think we relied a lot on Connor for players, and because me and T had no idea about any, I don't even know what offside means. You know, I'm ashamed to say I'm terrible at hockey. But yeah, so we joined the team, we joined the league, and we were like, all right, where are we going to put the team? And it was already decided that I was going to be one of the main characters in the show. And I was like, what about my hometown of Spring Hill? We could kind of spin it like I want to give something back to my town, like a gift. Here you go. Here's a hockey team. Thanks for letting me live here. And that's how we picked Spring Hill.
Did you enjoy the process of owning the hockey team? And like, it was a lot of work. I mean, we saw you guys, you were everywhere. You were in Dalhousie. You were all over the province.
I was shocked how much work. We were exhausted. Again, the beginning, even starting a team and trying to pick out players and team colors and jerseys. And I want, you know, because it was a TV show, I wanted to be really flashy. And so I didn't want like a logo with like a giant A or so. I was like, well, you want like the River Valley logo is fucking awesome. I love their logo. So I want something like it. Yeah, it's a great logo. So I went online and I think I found like an Indiana hockey team that had like a coal miner on it. I was like, I'm stealing that. I'm stealing that logo right there. And I just wanted a big character that would draw kids as well as adults. So that was a process. Tyson Hamilton designed the logo for us. He wrestles as Narcissus Saint. Mm-hmm. Yep. And you know, we left the hockey business side of it to Connor. Poor Connor. He did so much. T did a lot of the business side of it. And I was all showman. Like, I wanted to make it like professional wrestling, which sounds stupid. But I was like, no, I want a mascot. I want, in between each period, I want to do like trivia with the locals and include kids and give out, like, we gave out so much free stuff. And you know, the crowds just start getting bigger and bigger and bigger every game. It was insane. And yeah, it was just a lot of work, though. It was a lot of work. And the most shocking, surprising thing was the cost. The cost was insane. I can't believe how much hockey cost.
It's a lot of travel. And
it's a lot of travel.
Yeah. It's you know.
Well, yeah. we picked a hockey league that was in New Brunswick. We're the only team in Nova Scotia. So, you know, all those teams, they drive an hour, hour and a half if they are going to the other teams. We're driving 6 hours in the winter. Yeah.
minus 40.
Yeah, minus 40. That's going to be an episode.
Were you there for that game?
We were at most games, like the camera crew, sound, lighting, me and Tieran, the director, Dave Mullins. We all went almost every. There was a couple games we were like, no, we can't. Or we had wrestling. But we sent Connor. Yeah, all right, Connor, go on.
Poor Connor.
I know, right?
That one has to be the most bizarre game that I was there. Me and Corey were both there. It was Elsie and Spring Hill. Oh. In Buctouche, because Elsie's arena was unavailable.
Right.
In minus 40 weather with like 12 people in the crowd because it's so cold.
Before we left, I wanted to cancel. I don't know if you guys know the rules of the league, but if you cancel a game, you're fined.
Yeah.
Like it was $1,000. I think it's $5,000 now, but it was $1,000 the year that we started, which again blows my mind. But it was calling for shitty weather all that weekend. We had rented a bus We're like, no, let's just cancel. But we're like, some of us, me and Ryan, the coach, wanted to cancel. Connor and Taryn didn't. So we lost the battle and off we went. And it's going to make for good TV, let me tell you, because we filmed it all. And it's it was a pretty bad weekend.
Oh, I cannot wait to see that. What should BSHL fans know going into this?
So the initial idea of the TV show was going to be more documentary following the players. However, hockey players don't want to be mic'd or be on camera. So it just threw, like, we just had to pivot. We're like, well, shit, none of them want to help. Like, some of them did, but most of them didn't. So we're like, all right, we're going to have to change the whole idea of the show. So Taryn wasn't even supposed to be in the show at all. So we're like, all right, we're going to have to pivot and make it more of me and him not knowing what the fuck we're doing and running our hockey league team for the first time and the drama and the comedy that goes with that. And it worked out. It actually worked out really good. It's really good. It's more mockumentary now than documentary. So don't go into it thinking that it's a legit hockey documentary. It is not, but it's very entertaining. We're very proud of the way it came out.
I really can't wait to see it.
Yeah. We went to all these towns and filmed there too. And, you know, the director was like, go get in a fight, win the fans. I was like, fuck, all right. I don't know. I think it's in one of the episodes. I go and I buy a whole bunch of the puck drops.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm like throwing them, and the fans are chirping me because I'm pushing the kids out of the way. And he's like, you suck, you're going to lose, or something like that. And I turn around, I was like, yeah, I'm not going to fucking lose after three periods, am I? It's just stupid stuff. And
so, question here. Did you make it to all the arenas of the rival teams?
Yes. Yeah.
Really? So you were all the way back in Dalhousie and Shippigan, Tracadie. Made all
every
those
trips. Them. Yep. Some I forget who has the coldest arena, but it was absolutely awful.
River Valley.
I believe it was River Valley. It has all the wooden benches, right?
Oh, Tracadie.
Tracadie.
Tracadie was terrible. Yeah. But yeah, we hit all the, and for the most part, the arenas were really accommodating because we show up with all this gear and the camera guys are walk around and the boom mics and people are like, what the fuck's going on? And, you know, we're on the bench filming, we're filming fights. We're like, so like, we put signs up saying, you know, we're filming a TV show. But for the most part, most of the towns we visit, they're really nice. The staff in the canteen kept them open later for us and the crew to eat afterwards. And it was pretty cool.
We first saw you, in LC because we're both from Rishibuktu, and we were shocked to see you and Big T there. Do you remember seeing us there?
Yeah, I remember because you guys, yelled that the firm sucked.
No.
I yelled it.
Yeah. I'm not disrespectful like Corey.
Yeah, you guys were just walking into the arena, I believe, and me and T were walking somewhere. And I believe one of you guys said, Big T, and then you're like, oh, the firm sucks. And then we were like, ha, ha, ha. And I said, oh, yeah, they're a couple, I think they're IHW fans. And then I had to cross the ice to get to the bench because that rink didn't have a walk around. Yeah. So I'm walking across the ice, and all of a sudden, I hope you fall. And I was like, who the fuck wants me to fall? And it was you two.
You're lumping me in with his shenanigans.
Now that you know us a little better, it doesn't shock you as much, though.
No, not at all. No, but it was. I loved it, right? I loved it.
I know. I know you. You love that shit.
Yeah.
Man, when you released the first preview, I had some people message me. They're like, it's so cool that, like, this preview, you're in the rink in like Dalhousie, and they're recognizing it. And like that, people are super excited to see that. So
yeah, when they dropped the very first video, I think it's up to 17,000 views, and we're like, holy shit! And Swerda's happy as Like, they're like, oh, fuck, this is great. So I think you don't have to be locally around here to enjoy it. If you're a hockey fan, if you're a SquareNet fan, I think everyone's going to get something out of it. But yeah, it's pretty cool to see your own arena. And you know, you might see you guys in it. Who knows? I don't remember if cameras were around you guys at all. But yeah, the best thing about it all was the TV side of it. Was great and everything, but the actual community of Spring Hill, like, just embraced us, and I loved it. And we were at one point fighting with the arena that we were over capacity, like, it just filled up. But it was just really cool. People come up, politicians would come up and thank us, and families were coming out, and it was just really cool. It broke my heart when we sold it, because I really enjoyed it, but yeah. The business side of it, we had to sell it. So if there's a season two, we're in trouble. We'll have to go back and buy it again.
Yeah, we'll, you know, if you got Parker's number, you'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Man, it's, I appreciate that you realize, like, when you said the mass amount of work that goes into this on the hockey side is insane. We've experienced that this year. Because we've just gotten this little glimpse on the inside doing what we're doing. And it's, I mean, the GMs, everybody, it's so much work. The fans don't see everything behind the scenes. It's crazy.
They don't. So, if a hockey game starts at 7:30, our day started at 2. And there was always something, like, we had to, like, even the guy that talks on the mic and tells the scores and the penalties, if he calls in sick, you're screwed. Like, there's no one else. And, like, you're scrambling. And security, we had a hell of a time trying to get security. And so me and T would be pretend to be security just so we could tell the arena we had 2 security guards. It was me and T. But but again, just like the guys would show up and, like, oh, I need gear, I need sticks, I need tape, I need this, I need that. We'd be running constantly, buying boxes of pucks and Gatorade, and, like, it was just everything. And then at the end of the game, you go get beer for everybody and pizza, and yeah, it's there's a lot to a hockey game.
No,
it's not just 3 periods.
I imagine that pizza was Paisanos.
It was Paisanos. They sponsored us. Mark's a great guy. He's it's sociables. Yeah, sociables. We packed that place every Saturday night. I think they loved us too, because we'd say everyone goes sociables after the game, and we'd all go, and, you know, we show up before the games, the whole the TV crew, and we'd eat there and stuff. So we put some money in Spring Hill as well. So another good thing about it. Yeah, it was great.
Absolutely. Any chance we see you at a BSHL game next year?
Probably. Yeah. I was going to go up to some of the Spring Hill games at but they were out 4 games.
Yeah, it was rough. Right. Next year we'll see you.
We'll see you the game. If I own the team, they'd still be in.
Okay. Man, thanks for doing this, Dave. We appreciate it. If you're not a subscriber, go over to SwearNet. Price is phenomenal. You can't get better entertainment. So,
yeah, SwearNet is literally $1.99 American, so it's like $2.40. So, like, it's cheaper than a cup of coffee at Tim Hortons. And there's so much more content on there as well, especially all of our other stuff is on there too. We've done a movie, The Curse of the Reefer Beast, and Turnbuckles is on there. And there's another wrestling show called Bullshit that we did. That's on there. So, yeah, there's just – if you're a Trailer Park Boys fan, there's everything's there. They do other stuff too. So,
God. All the content in the world. Turnbuckles is a great show. So, check that out. But, Get Pucked starting Wednesday. Get Pucked. One episode every week on Wednesday.
Yep. They're about, like half hour shows, like most shows. Yeah. So, like 25 minutes, whatever. 10 episodes. You're going to love it. There's less swearing in it. Right.
Put it on after the kids go to bed.
Yes, please.
Thanks, Dave. We appreciate you.
No, thank you guys for having me and for promoting the show. I hope everyone watches it.
I hope so too.
Our pleasure. All right, take care.
Take care.
Take care.